What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Are You The One? We're super excited because we have a full house, we have a Skype guest, and we got some strategy pumping off. We're trying to see who get this money. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Don't let go here.
Let's live it up.
Let's do it. Uh-oh.
We're going to put our own music. I'll be the remix
team. Oh, my God. Y'all got me fucked up over there.
No, wait, no.
Hey, let's wrap it.
Oh.
We can freestyle.
We just need somebody to beatbox.
Like, don't let her do it.
Catch me outside. Don't let her do it.
Can he beatbox?
Team chocolate. Yeah, team chocolate. What's the music? What's up, man? I'm ready. I'm locked and ready to go.
I'm ready. I'm ready for you, Darren. Let's go.
This music.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Look.
Hashtag
yes,
team
I can go to the music. Team chocolate. That's where it's at. Should have picked me, but you picked him. Shawty, you losing. I'm where it's at. Like, yeah, what it really fucking do? Get a dark skin, not the white dude. Look, check me out. I'm that dude. I give you a smile all on your face.
That's good. I like it.
A little backup behind the
strategy.
You have a career. Right. You have a career, my friends.
Jay-Z, what's up, y'all?
What's up, everybody? It is Are You The One. Like I said, we have a full house. It's about to get super cracking. I'm super excited. First of all, I'm Lim Gonzalez. You can always find me at the Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me is we have a guest host. She's taken Abby's spot, and her name is Abby as well.
Yes.
Abby Scott, what's up?
The Abbies are taking over the world.
Yes.
And I am the one. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I love the show.
Yeah, you love the show.
I'm hooked.
You should be, because it's amazing. And of course, my girl always holding it down. A1 since day one. Sensei, what's up, Sensei?
You know what it is. And all I got to say is, Tyler, catch me outside.
Oh, that's
yes. Ladies and gentlemen, of course. Now, you've seen her already this season. She came in and did her thug thizzle, and she's back with us. Mm-hmm. I'm calling her our guest correspondent.
I love that.
Do you love it?
Yes.
Tori Deal in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Here to talk shit and say, yeah,
and all day, every day.
Take that.
Yeah. I love it. And so on this amazing couch, we have three amazing guests. So to my left, ladies and gentlemen, y'all been asking for him.
Yes.
And he's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler O'Brien in the house. Woo! Hey!
You look like you got something going on behind your eyes, Tyler.
You look
so angry.
Tyler, like, it's so bright in here. It's so bright.
I got some shit to say.
We're about to say it.
Ready.
She was here last week, and we loved her so much, we brought her back. Yes. Shannon Duffy in the building,
Hello.
Everybody. Hey. And, of course, fresh. I love when people are just fresh in from the plane. You know what I'm saying? Representing Team Chocolate, hashtag Team Chocolate, all day, every day. I'm like Team Caramel, so I can't really jump into Team Chocolate. Team Chocolate in the house, Mr. Derrick Henry, everybody. Yeah.
I feel like that hashtag's definitely going to be trending on Twitter.
That's
absolutely.
It's supposed to. And ladies and gentlemen, we're still not done, because on the Skype action, we have none other than Catherine Palmer in the house.
Hey.
What up, Catherine?
Hey.
Catherine, how are you doing over there?
I could be there.
Yeah, I know. We wish you were here too, but you're there and it's all good. You're with us in spirit. Catherine, where are you calling us from right now?
I'm from Tallahassee, Florida, so I'm back home right now.
Nice.
I watched the episode with my mom.
Oh, it's a good thing to do. That's a good thing to do. I think you should always watch it with
your parents. It's a family-friendly show.
Exactly. So, Catherine, she wasn't that happy. And that's why I want to talk to you, Catherine, because I want to find out, why was your mom not happy with this particular episode concerning you?
Ooh. Yeah, I mean,
let's
my mom
right
loved
it.
Michael.
Uh-huh.
She hated seeing it end like that. She hated seeing me talking to Ozzy.
Uh-huh.
She hated telling the world she had big, big tits.
All of that. So do you regret, because I mean, obviously, you know, we see what happened as it unfolded at the beginning of the episode with you and Michael. Do you regret what happened with Michael? Are you in a good place with that? Or how do you feel?
I mean, I really did have feelings for Michael, and I do kind of regret the way the situation, you know, happened.
Mm-hmm.
I had people in my ear telling me that he was using me, like, just to for to look good on the show. I had people telling me that he really liked Gianna, and he didn't like me. And people telling me he was talking shit about me. I found out that none of that was true after the show.
That's how the show goes.
It's kind of hard in the house because you hear so many different things, and your emotions are kind of hard to process in the house. I will admit, I was a little harsh, and I do, you know, kind of wish that I didn't just cut it off the way that I did.
Catherine, I have a question. You seem like you're kind of the most freely type girl in the house this season. You know what I'm saying? So I know you probably wasn't mad at it when Derek, you know, got on you and started giving you this dance and stuff. I kind of want to know, you know, what your feelings towards Derek right now and where that stands, kind of.
Well, Derek and I had like a thing that no one ever saw. Like, I thought it was my magic from the very beginning. I told him over and over and over again. I was like, you are my match. If it was week 10 right now and I had to sit with someone, like, I would pick with you. Like, I literally thought it was Derek. So we kind of had a thing that was, like, on and off throughout the whole show. So, I mean, I wasn't mad at it either.
Oh. Well, we got Derek in the house. Yeah. Derek.
Nah, Catherine, what's up? What's up?
Yeah. I know.
Like she said, we really had something from day one in the house to literally, like, thought she was my perfect match. Like, you know what I mean? Put all the money on it. Thought she was my match. We had a good time. You know, we had a few arguments, but, you know, we'll make up. And as you see in episode 9, dance party, you know, we having a good time. You know,
right. Vibing.
Exactly. We vibing, having fun, you know what I mean? So my whole thing with the whole thing was I had feelings for Catherine. She was like one of the very few girls in the house that I actually had feelings for.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So like,
she
to see,
blushing
to see Michael maybe her perfect match, and knowing I didn't like Michael, and knowing Michael had won the date with her week 8 and all of that, I didn't like Michael at all. I like Catherine. So for
we couldn't tell at all, Derek. We
couldn't tell at all. I was like, fuck this. Like, yo, when he put his hands on me, it was the time for me to let go everything, you know what I mean? So,
because that was all pent up.
Exactly, exactly. It was like, yo, Catherine's not your match. There's no way you'll get a great girl like Catherine. Fuck that. Like, there's... It's like, there's no way Catherine's your perfect match, Michael. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Like, it was my perfect time to let that be known.
Word.
Okay, yeah. So, Tyler, you had kind of chimed in when she was kind of talking about how she felt like she was, you know, kind of lied to in a sense. And you said that's kind of the show. What made you say that?
The whole way through, it's a bunch of bullshit with people. It's like, everybody on the show, it's like, smile on your face, and then they want to talk behind your back. It's like... It's like, especially right now, you're going to go onto Twitter right now, you're going to see everybody talking shit, and it's like, we just did a reunion a couple days back.
Who, though? This where we always, this where it happens.
Everybody from the cast, you're going to see it with the girls, you're going to see with the girls with Cass and Hannah, you're going to see it with, just everybody in general. It's like, you're seeing a ton of shit, even you and Michael are going back and forth right now, but it's like.
And what happened in person? He wasn't about that life. He said nothing in person.
Lots of Twitter fingers.
When it came to that time to say something in person, what did he do?
You can fly.
But you're sitting
under
him.
People
have a lot to say, but it's just surprising that people do it when behind the screen.
So it's like,
right.
so they're not saying
it to your face.
Right. So do I get the feeling that it's a situation where a lot of people have things to say, but they don't say it in your face?
The whole house is a situation of people coming up to you in your face and smiling on your face because they want to be liked, right? So the person that's most well-liked is going to be someone that's, you know, smiles at everyone's face and everyone on their side. Mm-hmm. And then they could walk off into the confessional room, they shut the door, and then they say what they want to say. Mm-hmm. I was on the show since day one, and I kept saying to people, especially people that, you know, I'm not even going to name drop here, but it's like, I said in general, if I felt like anybody had something against me at one point, I'd sit down and be like, hey, like, you know, anything there. And I would say multiple guys, and they'll vouch for it. I'd be like, you know, I think it's a bitch-made move if you're going to sit there and you're going to, like, pretend to be my friend and then turn around and jump in a confessional and talk, because I don't do that. And you don't see me. You don't see any footage of me. I mean, you don't see the majority of footage of me, but you don't see any footage of me talking shit. Trust me, they would play it if there was something to get some people against them. I don't do that. If you're going to talk shit, like, I mean, just throw it out there. It's like, everyone got to wait for, like, Twitter and stuff. It's like, just say what you got to say. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to go to Tori real quick, because Tori, obviously you were on this last season and you've kind of been following, you know, what's going on this season. Is this kind of customary with what happens in this house with everybody?
It's just, that's how it goes. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, your point's valid. Her point's valid. Everybody, it's, some people get that shit under the stick. Some people have this point. I mean, this is literally reality TV. What do you want? Like, go on there, like, be with a group of people, get drunk, talk shit on each other, punch somebody in the face. Like, Like, they don't give a fuck.
I mean, there's a lot of feelings in the house. You know what I'm saying? So not everyone is going to want to say it to your face. You know, and they just want to go ahead and say in the confessional. And that's just what sucks about it. You're going to see it on TV, you know, and shit. If they can't get to you real quick, they're going to say what they want to say.
Yeah, some people aren't confrontational anyway.
And most of it ain't even like that. It's like, they might not even be talking about, like, you know, with certain people, it's just how it's going to be shown, you know what I mean? It's like, it's like, and then it just creates drama, and we all laugh about it, because most of the time, it's not even relevant to, like, what you're seeing. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
But because of editing and all that kind of stuff.
Like, but then again, you have that 1% who keeps it undone. Exactly. They keep it real the whole time, yours truly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole time. Like, no one can never call me out. No one can ever, oh, you did this, you did that. Like, even one time it wasn't aired, but Shannon tried to call me out, like, right next to me. Like, I think it's like episode 7 or something. She's like,
we got in a big fight.
She's like, oh, you're saying this because you want me to be your perfect match. You like me. And I'm like, yeah, everything you said is valid. And guess what? I told Tyler the same exact thing. Like, yo, I don't think you're her perfect match. I think I'm her perfect match. I think I would do her better. Period. You know what I mean? So, like, it was arguments between that. You know, Tyler got into it with me, as y'all can see.
Right.
Shannon voice that it just wasn't aired. So I mean, it's a lot of people that do the I'm gonna do a confessional. Then you have that few that's gonna be like, nah, fuck, like, forget that. Like, I'm gonna let it be known. Like, you're not gonna be able to call me out on anything. Like, if it's something I said in a confessional or an interview, I'm gonna say it to whoever is right there in front of me. I'm gonna let it be known. So, you know, I mean, I just think it goes to a point where it's, you gotta be real with yourself.
Not like, everyone's if, team chocolate.
Right.
I mean, that's not everyone's team chocolate.
I think you gotta be real with yourself. Like, if you're gonna say it at all, say it to everybody.
So, okay, I want to go back to Catherine, because it seemed to me, I mean, obviously I've been studying the show, you know, this whole season, and it seemed to me, you know, and a lot, there's a lot we don't see. We've had you guys on the show this whole season. We've talked to you guys. And it didn't seem like I hadn't seen you with Catherine at all. Like you said, you had talked, made it. Obviously, they didn't show that. So it kind of seemed out of the blue. And Michael, of course, is feeling Catherine, and he's feeling some kind of way. Catherine, you know, Derek said you guys were feeling each other, you know, the whole time. I mean, you can attest to that. When Michael kind of came in the picture, what was your feeling with that? Were you kind of torn between the two of them?
I mean, like, Derek and I did have, like, a little on and off thing throughout the whole time. When Michael came up, like, when that actually happened, the conversation and, like, yeah, me and Derek were dancing with each other, but, like, everyone was dancing with each other that night. Like, it was an innocent thing that was happening when the fight happened. And so that's, like, kind of what I had a problem with, because, I mean, it's, like, me and Derek weren't sitting there making out, and so that's why I got upset, and it was just kind of scary, too. Like, like, I'm little, I'm, like, sitting on this couch, and it all happened, like, right in front of me. The whole situation just, like, upset me, and, you know, I kind of freaked out a little bit, and, I was a little harsh on Michael. I do feel bad. I mean, I do admit that, like, I regret the way that I went about the whole situation.
Okay. Was there, did you punch Michael? Did you hit him?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. It was like a punch. Yeah. It was more like
it was like I pushed him. Like, it was like you sit it down. Like literally, I'm like, stand up. Fuck it.
Boom.
Michael and Derek are two big, scary guys.
Literally, I was trying to hold Derek back.
You were holding Derek back?
I was literally...
You literally see me. He's texting me right now. He's got plenty of shit to say. He wants to know your comment, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys...
How, though? Like, he doesn't know how to.
Yeah, he... You have... If you have the link, I know Michael wants to chime in. So, Michael, the link should be up. The link should be up on Twitter under AfterBuzz TV. Go to that link, and then you can go to the live feed and you'll be able to chime in. So anyway, finish up, Derek.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, Shannon was, like, the one in the house that can, like, Derek, you just said you think you're my perfect match. We just had this long talk. Relax. This is not how my perfect match is going
to
act.
I was, like, screaming at him. Like, I pulled him to the bedroom and I was like, what the fuck? Like, literally. You are not going home. You're not going to hit anybody. I was like, what the? I was like, my perfect match wouldn't do this.
Right.
Just going,
and I calmed down. And then Andre came and was like, bro, what the
fuck? I know. It was hyped him up. And I walked away.
Let's go, bro. Fuck it. It's been real. But let's go. Like, let's go. It's time. Yeah. So, like, I went over there. Yeah. Like I said, I got kicked out of the house that night. He didn't get kicked out. They cut alcohol from me that night. Like, I couldn't drink anymore in the house.
Really?
They kicked me out the house, and they took $1,500 from me in the house. Like,
And it's all Catherine's fault.
Catherine got, dang it, looking too good.
It's all good. Well, Catherine, I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to have to cut you loose so we can get to the rest of the show. But thank you so much for chiming in. And, man, we have to have you back for the reunion. For sure. So, yeah, because I know you got...
I'm ready to come back. I had a lot to say.
I know you got a lot to say. So, but we'll get in because we want to get into the live chat. But thank you so much, Catherine. Everybody give it up for Catherine.
Yay. Love you, Kat.
All right. So, let's break down this episode. So, we kind of already talked about, you know, what happened between the two of you, you and Michael, with Catherine. But I really want to get into the strategy situation because this is when we really see this kind of come up. And at the beginning of the episode, we see you start developing this strategy. How did this come about? Because I know you had mentioned, like, you were working on this for, like, a few days.
Bro, it's, like, 9 weeks in the house. I'm like, I'm not about to find love. Like, I'm not about to find it in the last week in the house. Like,
right.
I might as well walk away with the money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And no match couples aren't going to separate. So I was like, yo, I grabbed some of the people I know that would actually be into it. Because, like, yo, it shows we started at 11 p.m. When I'm on a table drinking the alcohol, let's go. Yeah. We got it. That's 6 a.m.
That's
6
a.m.
That's 6 a.m. like, straight. Like, we're going ham the whole night. Like, going hard. So it's like, yo, let's figure it out. We'll find the beams. We'll match it up. It'll make all sense. And sure enough, it played through.
I see you looking at Shannon. Is that a nod to what happened at the matchup ceremony?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to that. Hold that thought. But basically, it seemed like pretty much everybody was on board.
Yeah, everybody.
Okay. Tyler, did you agree with the strategy? Did you feel like it was something that was going to work for the house?
Yeah, 100%. You know, throughout most of the show, especially after Cam left, actually the very first week on the show, I was completely like, I never watched it before. I've looked at it as a game. Honestly, I didn't even know if it was real. I didn't know anything. I came into it like unknowing about anything.
You're talking about Are You the One,
period. The whole thing in general. Okay. So I show up, like I got to do it. I show up and I'm just like, all right, like there's a lot of money here. We got to get everyone together.
Right
off rip, me and Cam, we got the whole house together and we're like, all right, you're going to pick this person. We got it all together. Mm-hmm. It kind of fell apart and it got even worse after Cam left. But I was always, every week, I was asking somebody, I was like, who'd you sit with this week? Who'd you sit with this week? Mm-hmm. I ended up getting in trouble at some point, so I actually couldn't keep doing strategy. I had to kind of take the back seat for a little bit. But Cam will even verify this. Like, every single matchup ceremony I saw, we would talk and we'd go back and forth about it. And for the limited time we had.
Right.
Now, fast forward now, I kept asking, we kept trying to figure it out. I'm watching Derek kind of jump in and we're playing the whole roles thing. And we've tried. Like, we tried many times. Like, there was, like, you don't see it, but, like, we tried holding house meetings and holding, getting everyone together. Like, sometimes, like, herding sheep. It was, like, some people was like, fuck this. I'm going to go drink.
Right.
And it's, like, yo, it's, like, we got this much money here. It's, like, nobody cares. Like, everyone's, like, we get half of the people that are completely on board. And you see that because that's the people that are sitting down with, you know, us and figuring this out.
Right.
Now, I was 110% behind it. The whole thing with how it all switched up, I didn't see that coming at all. Like, I don't know. I had no comment on it because, I mean, it wouldn't have went that way if it was guys big. But, you know, we can't change anything. That's how it went down.
So you think, like, what she did, you wouldn't have done?
No chance.
Okay.
No chance. And I'm not, you know, I'm not talking down anything. Like, that's the decision she made. But it was, like, at the time, it was, I didn't see it coming. And I remember sitting there vividly, like, when they called me and nobody's clapping. I remember sitting there and I was just like, holy shit.
When she called you.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. And, like, I had to get up there. And throughout the whole show, you know, like, when I got up there, these matchup ceremonies are way longer than you think
they are. Of course.
There are, like, hours and hours and hours. And when it's, like, bad towards you, like some of them were to me, you're getting, like, roasted. Like, it's
for
bad.
A long time.
It's bad. And somebody that'll always have my back. You know, you don't see the people that have my back. You don't see any good comments towards me. You know, that's the light I have. And it's cool. I accept it. But she always had my back. No matter, when I was, even when I was in the wrong, she had my back. Like, it's, like, ride or die for me the whole way through. So I got up there and I was like, there's no way. You know, inside, I was like, I was
so you think that was the reason why there wasn't 10 beams, you think?
Or 11.
What would have happened is we either, A, there's two scenarios that would have happened. We would have, A, either won the game on the ninth week, or B, would have got, what, 8 beams or 9?
We would have got 8, and we would have got 8. 10. Okay. No, but out about it. Like, it's no telling if we win 10. Or not. Like, you know
so
what
you're
mean?
Saying
like,
it would have either been, you would have got them all, or you'd have gotten 8, and then you would have known what you need to do for the last week.
Exactly. Like, every season's one, you know what I mean? Every season's one. There's no telling what happens, but you know what I mean? Like, it's either we would have won week 9, or literally we would have known everything week 10, which would have balanced out with the strategy. However, no, luck plays a big part into everything, so there's no telling what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
And anyone from other seasons that are talking shit, fuck you.
Yeah, literally, like,
because you weren't like, in our season.
Yeah, Devin talks a whole bunch of junk. Yeah. Like, yo,
y'all had people pulling for you behind the scenes.
Like, everybody that talks junk, like, yo, you're not in Are You the One House season 5. You don't know what we went through.
What you went through.
You don't know what it was like.
You guys have an 11th person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know there was one season where they had an extra girl.
An extra couple? Season 2. So different.
It was a season 2. Yeah, they brought in an extra girl. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, every season's different. Yeah,
the odds were definitely stacked for you guys to lose.
Extra couple. We get the truth of trading, which is fools. It's a fool's trade. Like,
right.
Who accepts that? You're just like, exactly. You just lower your chances. That,
yeah, well, you accept it at this particular episode.
Well, that's because our strategy proved that if we were full, we were fully into the strategy.
If you didn't need the truth move.
We didn't need it. We knew from our strategy it made no sense. So it was that. And then what was the third one? It was the half. You lose half your money. Now
you lose half your money.
It's like there was nothing there.
Also, when you guys had your challenges, there was only 2 winners.
Yeah, exactly.
A previous season without some always 3. Sometimes 4. Sometimes 4.
Hella random.
And you can't. And you look at it.
I was so mad at the 2 that were going on date. Yes.
You can't. Yes. You can't throw them.
Yeah.
I think they were upset too.
You can't throw them. Like they'd have like a little ball. They have a little basket of like shit, and they'd be like, "All right, we're gonna pull a random ball, and that disqualifies you." We're like, "The light was it? The lie detector one? The lie detector one?" Which is funny as hell because I did not lose that one, but whatever. The lie detector one, I remember that vividly. Like, we were sitting there and we were thinking about throwing stuff. It was always like, all right, we got to get these people to win. We got to get these people to win.
Right.
It's just strategy.
And these games were a little bit harder.
It would pull off a random name and it'd be like, you two are going. It's like.
I guess they have to make it a little bit more challenging because I know there was a couple of other seasons where it was easier to, like, pull those stunts and stuff like that.
Right. Real quick, Engineer, if they can pull up the live chat because I know there's, like, people going crazy. If you could pull up the live chat on the screen. Also, I want to go to Tori, because Tyler, you mentioned about people in other seasons, I guess talking mess on Twitter or social media or whatever.
Season 5's whack as fuck.
literally, that's all the tweets. Let's be real.
I mean, listen,
if we're face to face right now, the people that's tweeting that, they will not say it to my face, put my life on it.
But they want to speak on their real situation.
He was just beefing with someone from another season.
I literally just want to put it into perspective. How we were literally just talking about how people will talk shit in the house or there'll be confrontational in the house.
Right.
That's your house. Now, branch yourself out to the other seasons that were on Are You the One? Mm-hmm. That's your bigger house now. So you're like cousins. Granted, maybe nobody can relate to you because nobody's known what you went through. Mm-hmm. We don't know the outcome of your season, right?
True.
So we don't really know, right? People are going to talk shit. People talk shit on every season. So welcome to the family.
But that's life with the internet trolls. Yeah. Like they'll say something, on Twitter or on Instagram,
and people are going to take shots just to get attention.
Yeah. I don't do that. I don't do that. That's why I just want to say it because I see it. I see it, and I don't know spinoff, I don't know challenge, I don't know any of that stuff.
Right.
But that chance comes, then that's the point where, I'll react. But like for right
You're
now
a rival.
It's like, I mean? It is what it is. I'm just saying I see it, and I just want to say our season out of all of them, because I've talked to almost a person, several people from each season, and I know like the behind the scenes, I know like the details on everything that happened, most of them, and I can tell you right now, nobody can remotely relate. And Tori, you know that. Nobody can remotely relate to the shit that we went through.
Yeah, but that's not even the point I'm making.
I know, I get that.
Well, I mean, aside from the obstacles were huge. I mean, and I think that's probably, I would say, just as a viewer, the biggest thing that I could see from previous seasons. The previous seasons did not have your obstacles whatsoever.
We're very young. I mean, they give us 11 couples. They give us 22 people. It's like they really stack the odds against us. Sure. It really takes people in general to just be able to overcome that and think of a way to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, you see, like, it's so much emotion, so much hookups, like, crazy jump, period. You know what I mean? So it's like, they really stack the odds against us, and with a great strategy,
you can do it.
Overcome.
So, speaking of this game that they had with the little pucks and the little shuffleboard, shuffleboard, that was like another situation where it's like, how do you really overcome
it's like
on
gambling.
That? You literally got a couple that is already a no match. So that's a throwaway. And then you had you and Tierney. And even though it seemed like you guys hit it off on your date and you guys are obviously friends and everything, did you really think that you possibly could be a match? Because according to your strategy, you kept saying that wouldn't be it.
Yeah, so according to strategy, never thought T and I can be a match. Uh-huh. According to first experiences in the house, I was like, yo, T and I are best friends.
Yeah.
after that date, a lot changed. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how much a date is valuable. Like, you get on a date, you get that alone time, you get out the house, you're able to actually meet someone literally for the first time because you're not in the house. Right. Like, meeting someone in the house, outside the house, completely different. So, like, after T and I's date, I'm like, yo, strategy might be wrong. Like, this might be my match. This might be cool. This might be my match.
But did that make you then kind of have... You know, because obviously there's been other people that have had connections.
Yeah.
Then they find out they're not a match. Did you have compassion on them? Because obviously that's happened to a lot of couples.
Yeah, like there was a lot of no match couples where it was like, you're not a no match, but you keep going. Or you think you're a match or not, but you keep going. You know what I mean? And it was kind of the same. Only difference is T and I had a week left. We had a week 10.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like if it goes on longer, there's no telling what T and I may lead to be. You know what I mean? So it was just the timing of everything. Honestly, that's really all it was, the timing of everything with T and I.
Shannon, do you think that obviously there was a lot of no match couples continuing to hook up, continuing to kind of just be like, we're going to stick together.
Yeah.
Did you think that was playing to your detriment ultimately? Obviously, you know, tonight you guys got 9 beams, which is huge, two away from, you know, what you needed to get. But up to this point, you know, you guys were kind of stuck at 4 for a long time. Do you think that played into really people not getting to know one another and maybe going into truth with it, maybe finding more perfect matches?
Yeah, completely, because so many people were just stuck on, like, their no match couple. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wasn't a confirmed no match, but, you know, I was one of the few people who stuck with the same person throughout the whole season.
Right.
But the no matches that did stick together, definitely, like, very hard for people like Derek or, you know, Mike and, like, Michael to really make connections with other people. Like Catherine, she said she couldn't really, you know, fully make a connection because Andre and Taylor were together. So it's just like little things like that. You really like, are you, I don't know.
Can I turn the page real quick?
Yeah.
Because I need to talk about this Joey and Cassandra shit.
Let's
go.
That's my thing.
Let's go.
Some real shit.
Let's go.
I was pulling for both of them, and I done seen her dress up like him.
Forget being nice. Yeah. Forget. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. Fucked up. Fucked up. Fucked up. Completely.
He completely fucked up.
At least he owned up to it, but damn.
He did. I do commend him that he did kind of go to her and tell her what happened as opposed to... But I know. Yeah. I'm just saying he did do that. But at the same time, to me, that was probably the most shocking diss, if I could use that term,
of
somebody where somebody was really into him. And they seemed so cute together.
They really did.
With the whole
Fruit
Loop date and all that kind of, like,
And then this whole Hannah and him.
She wore a beard for him. She wore a beard on it.
Just to bring it up. I'm in there watching her get dressed. She's doing a beard. I'm like... Yeah. Yo, you just trying to be the 12th man? What are you doing? Like, yo, what's good? Like, you in my drawer trying to get boxers, Calvin Klein's. Like, you're trying to get dressed. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm dressing up like Joey.
I want to know, did you guys feel the chemistry between Hannah and him?
I was
blindsided as well as Cass.
I think
disrespectful that, you know, someone would bash on girls, like,
right, cause and then do the same thing.
It's just so hypocritical, and I mean, Cass was my girl in the house, so I was just super upset.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the way she handled it, I give her props.
Boss.
She seemed cool at first, and then she actually went
to the bathroom. She was like butt naked, like crying, like going on a rant. She's like, "Fuck this!" Like going on, and I was like, "You," like covering the cameras. I was like, "You go, you do it,
free yourself, girl, free yourself."
I can see everyone house meeting. Come on.
That was crazy. I mean, that was one crazy part because she literally flipped the script and called this house meeting.
Oh, Michael says she wasn't being the 11th man, you were being the 12th girl. he trying to come for you, Tarek. Oh, oh, shit.
Hey, I want to say this here. I want to say this here. MTV reality TV boxing matches.
Hold on, yo. You talk a lot of shit now. In person, you didn't say nothing, yo.
You didn't say nothing.
Like, yo, we're at the reunion. He didn't say nothing. He actually came to me for advice. Like, yo, this came up. What should I say? Like, bitch, fuck you. Like he want to talk all like, yeah, like all this shit now. He's a bitch. He's a bitch. 6'8". He's literally a 6'8" bitch.
Hashtag team shade.
Yeah, he's actually a 6'8" bitch. No exaggeration. Okay. No exaggeration.
Well, Michael's going to have to come in and, you know.
No exaggeration.
Right. I want to get down. To,
surprise guest, Michael's here.
You are
hilarious. It's all good. All right, I gotta get
did
to this matchup.
I want to say, yeah, I want to say a few things. I want to go back on Joey because you know what, Joey? Yeah, he did everything in a bad fashion, and I'm not even just saying this because I'm in the same light. I know what that's like, but. I know, see, me and Joey were real tight. Me and Joey were real tight the whole way through, and I know how he was looking at it. And really, it's like in real life, a situation like this, right? Like, you're with someone, you kind of vibe with someone, and then you go off and kiss someone. That's just straight fucked up. Like, I get what you're saying, but legitimately, I'm not defending this, but we're in a house where we're trying to find our perfect matches. We're on week 9, okay? And Hannah is one of his two potentials. He has two potentials through our strategy, okay? It's Hannah and what? Shannon. He has two through our strategy, and she was one of them. Now, at the same time, she's completely cut out from it, right? Like, Cass is completely, like, not one of his matches. Right. He's taking into consideration now. And I'm not defending what he did because it was a bad fashion. Mm-hmm. But mentally, you gotta realize, this dude's sitting here realizing, okay, this girl's not his perfect match. Mm. Now he has to go forward and do this. Take into account, yeah, he should have been like Cass. I have to do this. I get that because, you know what, like I said, same boat. But I understand being in the South is a whole different thing. There's so much shit going on all the time, and there's so much goddamn alcohol involved. Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
And well, Joey I'm glad was he told her instead of, you know, the girls running and telling her. That's, but I definitely hated the fact where he was like, she was like, I want to kiss you again. And he's just like, oh, you can't kiss me now. Like, now that we out in this house. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just weird. Derek, what you
want to say? I got something to say.
Okay, a lot of Derek. Respect for Joey. Manned up, owned it.
Yeah.
Tyler. I don't respect y'all. I've been very calm. Mm-hmm. I've been very relaxed. I haven't said what I really want to say.
Okay.
Yo, you're really just saying that? Because you literally, for the entire time of, no offense, you two's relationship, bullshitted her so much, yo. So much. So, of course, you're going to take the side of a guy that bullshit another woman. No tea. You know, fuck that. You know, I got the juice. I'm going
to
spill it out.
It's easy
fuck
to say,
the tea.
It's easy to
I spilled the juice out.
Looking in. It's easy to say something like that from the outside looking in because I wasn't verbal to you about anything. But you know what? I was verbal to you about it like later on in the show. So while we were on the show, you were outside looking in. You didn't really see anything with me and her. Yeah, and you know what? I'll be honest with you guys. Let me air this while I'm here. I came into this house, okay? And it was kind of like shamed on for people to come into this house and be like, oh, I'm here for the money and for that. I came into the house originally. I was like, I'm not here for a girlfriend. I'm like, I never came into it like that. I'm like, this is a game show. I'm here to get this money, have a good time, bounce. Okay, that's what I said to everybody. Now, fast forward.
Please quote. I hope y'all got a recording to quote. This dude just said, I'm not in here for a girlfriend, but told her everything to make her seem as if she would be her girlfriend.
No, I
just want to make sure we put
that
out.
Okay, finish what I'm saying. Okay, finish what you're saying.
See, outside looking in, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just talking out his ass right now. Now going forward, right? I jump into this game. I do all the shit that I did, okay? Very old-fashioned. Very fucked up, by the way. That's why I can...
It's not very old-fashioned. Cause
no, not
old-fashioned.
Bad fashion. It was just terrible fashion, everything I did, how I went about that. You know, I try to apologize and make that right, but it's just like... It's just this house. Everything's just so fucked up. I shouldn't have gone on about it like that. But going through it, I start catching real feelings for this girl, right?
You could see, by the end of this, I could see it. Like, this last episode, you could actually see
your
feelings coming through.
When we
but
were
yes,
watching
everything
it.
Else, like, and everything I've said about you, I mean, that's what I saw on TV.
I get that, and that's where my problem was, because it was like, all right, it's just being thrown at me, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, you guys do this show. You guys really understand reality TV, which many people don't, besides unless you go through it. That's why I was kind of like, I feel like they can kind of, you know, really see through the lines with that. But yeah, with me and her, it's like, yeah, we get a deleted scene where you kind of can see a little bit of us earlier than that. It's like anything like that, it's just tossed. Because there's a lot of shit that they could use between us.
Sure.
And I'm not even going to go through the whole conversation that I had because that was completely twisted up. But I'm just going to say, I did not expect to go into this situation. I didn't expect to go on the show catching any feelings for anybody. And I said this. And I did, and I was kind of battling with it myself. It was like an internal battle for me going through it, because I was like, shit, I was like, I want to kind of, you know, get everything, my bad, get everything like straight with myself outside of this, build myself up. And then at that point where I'm at, where I want to be, then I'll look forward.
Okay.
But that's my thing with the show. Coming back to that, everyone from the show is kind of looking out there, and they just don't they just don't see it.
Okay, wait, hold on. We got to wrap in a little bit. I got to go to Shannon real quick, because during the matchup ceremony, it was kind of alluded at the beginning of the when we started talking, when you went against the strategy and you picked Tyler, you were supposed to pick someone else, you picked Tyler. What was your movement? I know you said you were following your heart. What was really the reason why you picked Tyler?
I'd get sued if I really told you. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's a joke. I really was supposed to... I really came in thinking I was going to pick Derek, and then I just didn't think that at that moment that he was my match. I didn't. And, you know, he wasn't mad that I picked Tyler. He was mad that I didn't
tell
him. Okay. And then I actually ended up telling him, right before matchup ceremony, I think I'm going to pick Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, nervous. I didn't know what I want. I really had no clue what I was going to do.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and I was actually just sitting there, what?
You were tossing one back and forth.
Yeah, the whole day I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? And, you know, I did what I did. Mm-hmm. And I know, and there are people who express their frustrations out on me. He expressed it, Tyranny. He did, a lot of people did. I've owned up to it, so and that's all I can do. I stand by what I did.
And I feel like Derek's just kind of looking out for you, with what he has to say, because he's probably seen just, your guys' relationship on and off and shit like that, so.
Yeah, and at the same time, I told her from, yo, you follow your heart, no disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Respect it all along. I don't have beef with you. It's him. It's him. You know what I mean? It's not you. It's him who I don't like.
Well, they could have been a true match, You think that
very true.
Shannon's your true match?
And they could, they very can be the 11th being, without a doubt. No one knows yet.
Because they haven't been confirmed.
My only thing was, she's following her heart the right way.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting picked, and he stands up. It's not like he stands up with a smile. He's like, oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember exactly. You say, oh, damn, or oh, shit. You say, shit, you know what I mean? So I'm
What are you talking about? What are you? If you were in my position, you would have got up happy.
If I got a woman that's going to go against the strategy to pick me, I'm going to stick with her. I'm going to ride or die. Period.
You're full of shit.
Period. Which is why I think she's
full of shit.
If I have someone that's going to ride or die for me, I'm standing by their side. Did y'all watch the episode? Did he stand up happy? Did Tyler look happy? Shannon.
He looks surprised. He looks
No. You weren't.
That's him just trying to be extra.
But guess what? We'll never know. How about this?
That's all it is.
You want to do a lot of talking? Tell them about Catherine in the suit.
It's getting lit up in here.
I got the tea. I got the juice. Tell them about Catherine.
What about Catherine?
Tell them about Catherine.
That's a lot of shit about me, y'all.
Tell them about Catherine.
It's not about Catherine. It's about me picking Tyler because of the strategy.
Tell them about Catherine. What was that about?
Where's the soup?
Oh, you're not going to tell them about that, though, Mom. We're not going to say nothing about that, though, Mom. Because like you said, everything is in air. Ask them about Catherine.
All right,
okay.
Ask them about Catherine.
We got to say that. When they were strong.
Ask him about Catherine.
All right, Derek.
I will say this. The good thing is, the empty bottle falls, the good thing is you guys got 9 beams. The most that you've ever gotten to this point.
Which is amazing.
Let's give it up for them. Exactly.
You got 9.
So, and there's
it's
one
very
more
dramatic
week.
Too.
Right. It's one more week. So not all hope is lost. So, you know, opportunity is still there. We'll see what happens. Obviously, we're going to watch it next week, how it all goes down. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You guys are here, and I appreciate y'all being here and letting everybody know the real tea. That's what we love.
Always.
And we appreciate it.
All good. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. As you know how we do, Are You the One? We have one more episode left, the finale with the reunion. So you know it's going to be super, super lit. Shout out to all the cast members on the live chat. They were there. You didn't see them. Osvaldo, by the way, said get your hug back from Michael. He did say that. That was hilarious. I've been your host, Lynn Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Abby, where can they find you?
Abby Scott won, and this was lit is the perfect word.
Yes.
Lit.
Absolutely.
Yes, girl. Sensei. And it's your girl, Sensei. Don't play. You know where to find me.
Tori. Where you at, girl?
Tori_deal. Follow me.
Follow her. Mm. Tyler, where you at, sir?
What, Twitter? It's Tyler O'Brien with two N's. O-B-R-I-E-N.
Yeah.
I just don't like him. Where Twitter?
Where Twitter? Where Twitter?
Like, bro, what you all ain't tweeting about?
Well, anyway, my Twitter handle is Shannon with three N's and then May with two E's.
Two E's. And hashtag Team Chocolate.
Hashtag Team Chocolate. Show the love. Hashtag Team Chocolate. Hashtag Team Chocolate. I'm D-Rock 15. Bro, you a bitch.
Wait,
bro, look at your eyebrow. Look at your eyebrow.
That is our show.
Bro, your eyebrow. It's like my girl. Like, bro, come on.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.